Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hey, welcome to the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony. And I got to be honest, it's a pretty tumultuous Holy Week on the radio. Okay, people were not in a forgiving mood down at the Manhattan District Attorney's office. They were not in the spirit of the resurrection, you might say. They were very much persecuting their enemies. And, of course, the subject of most of this persecution was your 45th president, Donald Trump. He, of course, got indicted for the first time in the 246-year history of this country by Alvin Bragg, that dirtbag. Really flimsy case. And I don't say that as like a partisan or some Republican shill. Would you stop it? Donald Trump's indictment was something that was called out by CNN and NBC as underwhelming and disappointing, meaning they believed in their heart of hearts that if we were going to go to this place where we were formally prosecuting a president, it's never happened in the country, guys. This matters. You're giving something away of serious value on the world stage, and we basically gave it away for nothing. And nobody summed that up and spoke to the legal specifics more than our former Attorney General Bill Barr, a guy who has been trashed by Trump left and right, including moments before he came on the air for the interview you're about to hear. But Bill Barr is the Game Bowl recipient this week. Why? Because he openly admitted him and the president don't have the best feelings towards each other at the moment, but the law is still the law. The integrity of our judicial system still matters. And for that reason, the fact that he was able to put his feelings to the side and embrace the facts and offer us a rare glimpse at what it's like to have a true adult in the political room, Bill Barr, come get the Game Bowl.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
I tell my listeners, say what you want about low-level extortion, but sometimes it is effective.
That's right.
You're back. Yeah. I grew up, I want to say this, we all know the old adage is, you know, a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich, but I almost felt like we were living in a Wendy's commercial yesterday because I saw the indictment and I was like, where's the beef? Did you see the ham in there?
No, there was nothing in there.
It's so crazy to me.
It is. Well, the criminal justice system, like a lot of other institutions, is becoming more and more politicized. In some jurisdictions, the juries, will do anything they're asked by the prosecutor. So,
and I feel like that's what we were watching yesterday. And what really concerns me is you've all seen a scenario where there's a toddler who doesn't want to share the toy. They want control of the toy, and they tug on it so hard they eventually break the thing. I feel like we're watching that happen to our criminal justice system, because it was hard to watch Alvin Bragg lay that out yesterday and not feel like you were watching some type of a kangaroo procedure. And when he, basically made the attempt to bump this up to a felony by tying it to a ghost crime, as a New Yorker, like, we're sitting here watching him downgrade violent felonies left and right. We're not prosecuting real crimes, but we're about to spend $200 million going after a fake crime. Is that what's going on here?
That's exactly what's going on. And, the real crime he's ignoring in New York and, pursuing this. It's really an outrage. What really got me was the way he's trying to dramatize, both in his written documents and in his press conference, the idea that this withheld information from the voters. And this was terrible. This was trying to equate that to a crime, even suggesting it was a crime. And you sort of wonder, are you for real? I mean, what happened in the last election, when Biden stood up during the debate and lied about the laptop and tried to misdirect it to the idea of Russian disinformation? I mean, was that a crime?
No, I mean, obviously, I'm right there with you. I think it's a great point. And to be clear, he wasn't running as Reverend Trump. I think there was an opinion of his character by the time his name made it onto the ballot that this wouldn't have changed. But essentially, and I want you to weigh in on this, doesn't the prosecution basically hinge on the fact that he needs to convince a jury that Trump had no other reason for concealing his relationship with Stormy Daniels beyond politics, when I think there's a really easy case to be made that he does have another interest, being a family and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the hurdles they have. In other words, they have a number of hurdles before they even get there on whether there was even a misdemeanor here and whether the statute is run. And then, you know, were these his assets or were they really the company's assets? He has to pin that down. It's sort of vague in the papers. But then assuming it was the company's assets that were used to reimburse Cohen, who made the payment to Stormy Daniels, then, as you say, they have to prove that there'd be no other reason for doing it other than the campaign. And because it's not a political contribution. It is a payment of a personal expense. I mean, the law is very clear that if someone goes and says, okay, here, I'm going to give you stuff you can use in the campaign. Here's money. Here's some in-kind contribution of food. You can use that for receptions and stuff, the kinds of stuff that are used in campaigns. But if you pay someone's personal expenses, some obligation the individual has, personal obligation, including hush money, then that's not a campaign contribution. That's the payment of a personal expense of the candidate. And that's okay if it would have been done quite apart from the election. Mm-hmm. Now, the role the election plays here, when an election occurs, the leverage of blackmailers or extortionists or someone who, you know, is threatening to go and make something public is at its peak. Mm-hmm. That's when the value increases, and that's when people frequently say, hey, you know, I need some hush money. Mm-hmm. So it's the kind of thing that may an election may occasion the payment, mm-hmm. but the payment is to protect the person's reputation, family life, and so forth. And mm-hmm. you know, historically, I'm sure that there have been episodes in the past with, as there are in most companies, where to protect the reputation, their payments that are made. It happens all the time.
So one of the reasons I love having you on, though, is you get good intel. So you're basically telling me October every fourth year is a good shakedown month.
Yeah, it's perfect shakedown.
Listen, in this economy, Barr, my listeners got to get resourceful. You understand?
Yeah.
We're at 6.5%, okay? We're looking at alternative means. You know, there was a movie, Major League, where they catch an older pitcher putting snot on the ball. And he goes, you put snot on the ball? And he goes, look, kid, I don't have an arm like yours. I got to try whatever I can, okay? That's where we're at in this Biden economy right now.
Right.
We're talking
It's just this is not the kind the corruption of the of the justice system occurs when you pursue individuals rather than crimes. You can say, hey, we're going to get this person. Let's figure out something we can charge him with. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Yeah.
And the fact that so many people are willing to sit there and tolerate it this day these days is bad. I mean, the American public is being sort of transformed into a mob.
Yeah.
Or at least parts of the American public.
Well, that's the part I think is so dangerous, is like we have entered party over country territory where people they think if it's good for the party, well, then what does it matter? But that's where the damage to the country, I think, is being done.
Right.
Let me run one thing by you, though. OK, because essentially what we had been discussing as the potential contents of this indictment turned out to be pretty accurate, which would lead one to believe there might have been a grand jury leak of information prior to the unsealing. Isn't that in itself it's an e-felony to leak grand jury information?
Yeah, it is. That's what grand jury secrecy is meant to protect, is, you know, these things coming out early and the grand jury speaks through its indictment. Mm-hmm. So... but this happened when I was in office at the federal level, too, leaks out of the department. Mm-hmm. And again, that's part of the politicization of institutions where, you know, anything goes. The ends justify the means. They do whatever it's necessary to score their points, including leaking information that is confidential.
It's sad to watch. Well, I mean, if there's one nice thing, because I know this stuff kind of, you know, wears on you as someone who cares about the integrity of the justice system, you know, at least the former president has been supportive of you on social media.
Yeah, it was sort of weird. You know, I don't mind them taking shots at me.
Uh-huh.
But actually, I was out there making the point.
You're defending him.
Well, I mean, saying that this was an unjust situation. This was a political hit job.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on a little tweet tirade early in the morning to say that it was outrageous that I was on Fox. So he gets unhinged in the middle of the night, and he sort of proves the point I made yesterday, which is he just lacks self-control, frequently his own worst enemy.
But
that doesn't mean he should be treated the way he's being treated here.
I agree 1,000%. Yeah. Talking to former Attorney General Bill Barr, so are you saying this is all attributable to the lack of quality TV programming between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m.?
Well, there's always Fox, right? I mean, that's general.
That's the spirit. That's the spirit, Bill Barr. Well, he could have been watching a Gutfeld replay last night. I had you covered.
Yeah. I think that's what he was, you know, he's probably doing. But he gets, you know, it's that tweet he put out with the baseball bat. Yeah. He did that in the middle of the night. And, mm-hmm. and that was a very, very unwise thing to do.
Let me ask you this, okay? As someone who's been around him, is he getting bad advice or is he not listening to good advice? Like, what would you characterize this as? Because there have been a lot of wild pitches. Like we said, it looks like he's being politically persecuted here, so they're in the wrong on that, but he doesn't always help his case. Do you think he listens to advice or do you think he, you know, is he not surrounded by the best people, as he says? Like, what would you attribute it to?
Well, since I've known him, I think he's moved more and more to the posture of not listening to advice, and ultimately, and he'll only listen to advice where it agrees with his predisposition. So, if someone gives him advice he doesn't want to hear, he'll go to the next person. He'll just keep on looking around for someone to give him the advice he wants to hear. And a lot of the people who are around him now are people who know that, and they very much want to be part of his circle, and so they tell him what he wants to hear. So it self reinforces.
So
bottom line is he doesn't, you know, on many things he does not have good judgment, and he won't listen to advice, and he surrounds himself with yes people, and so the results are obvious.
So it reminds me of a book I read about Elvis Presley. Like, towards the end, the people who wanted to remain in the Memphis Mafia just had to be like, yeah, I think the rhinestones look good, you know?
Yeah. Like, That's right.
Trump's going to be wearing rhinestones at his next rally. Last question. It is spring. The weather has warmed up. Are we back into bagpipe season yet?
Pretty close. So I need to get in shape for that. Every season I say I'll get in shape and play the pipes, but it's more difficult than that.
Okay.
Takes a lot of hot air. So.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just came from the gym, Jim's Bar and Grill, but we'll get some. We'll get a workout in there sometime soon. You and me, I'll give you a call. We'll get one in.
Right.
I always appreciate your time, Attorney General Barr. Have a great day, my man.
Okay, good to talk to you, Jim.
That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Words got a little choppy. And it's not because I was excited to get out of here. Believe me, I wasn't. But I am fired up to be back on the radio with you live on Monday. We'll be doing the damn thing. So get your game face on. Go find some Easter eggs in the meantime. Happy Easter. He has risen, and he has left when it comes to me. I'm out of here.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.